battle is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
My goodness. I just spent 3 hours watching a football game, and I have no idea what I saw. Can anybody explain that to me? Who loves the Riders? Who loves beating Calgary? Post-game show from Harvard Studio 620 off a 33-30 Riders win. And in Luke Mounder's three keys to the game, he said throw four turnovers, push this one to overtime, let them score late. You had this game nailed. Unexpected to me, you had this whole thing figured. What the hell did we see?
Well, our keys to the game were A, win the turnover battle.
And, even at four?
It was even. But more importantly, I think the second key was the biggest one, and that was be resilient, right? And because we knew there was going to be times in this game where you needed to focus. And, you know, when you're in a three-minute drill and the game can still go either way, you need a team that maintains composure and focuses on the job that they got to do individually and collectively as a unit. And that's what Saskatchewan was able to do today. They got out of here with a W, and it was a huge win. It was a crazy win. But at the end of the day, the Riders are heading on down to Winnipeg.
Amazing, amazing. Right at the top, you heard the post-game rewind. It's brought to you by Western Lumber Timber Mart with locations in Assiniboia, Moose Jaw, Rolo, and Weyburn. And we want to say thanks to Sask Lotteries, Capital Auto Mall, and Borgo Industries. We'll hear from Coach Dickinson, the offense and defensive stars of the game as well. In addition to all the bonkers things that happened, 5:36 remains. Rene Paredes hits a field goal. Calgary 24, Saskatchewan 20. Saskatchewan takes the ball, drives all the way down the field, stuffs it in the end zone with Cody Fajardo. They lead it 27-24. The defense gets got a little bit by Luther Akanavanu and others. Tied at 27, they go to overtime. Calgary says, you know what? You take the ball first. We're going to put all the pressure on you to score whatever you can. Field goal, Calgary can only match with a field goal thanks to the defense. They get a miss, and I don't want to understate this. Rene Paredes, in the history of the CFL, is the best kicker between 40 and 49 yards, and he missed a kick in overtime. A guy who was hit, he missed a 25-yarder in overtime. And with that, Saskatchewan, Lather misses nothing. Boom, the Riders win.
And one of the things is that we talked about it at the start of the game, is that you got to win two out of the three phases. And to be perfectly honest, nobody expected one of the phases that Saskatchewan would be or would win to be special teams. You know what I mean?
And certainly not the field goal kicking by that severe a degree.
They won special teams because they got a touchdown return,
yep,
which never happens against the Calgary Stampeders, and they outkicked the Stamps, right? So the fact that they won the special teams phase of this game allows for the inconsistency, I'll say, on the offensive front. And I think that when Cody didn't play his best game in any stretch, but I think that there were times where Cody, again, the times where he used his legs and forced Calgary to essentially take their defensive scheme and create a position where they were just spying a quarterback, which, and a lot of people don't understand, spying that quarterback for the Calgary Stampeders essentially takes a linebacker out of the zone drop that they want to do, right?
Like, yep,
he can still drop back, but he's got to be aware and he's still got to be in position to attack a quarterback, whether he goes left or right. So it changed the Calgary's defensive stance on the game. And again, just an unbelievable circumstance and chain of events to win this football game.
There was a moment during the broadcast where I said, the Riders need to score here because I don't want Cody Fajardo to spend a whole offseason thinking about I threw four picks and we lost the playoff game. And they rallied and won that football game.
And not to mention, you didn't want Keenan Schaefer Baker thinking about a drop touchdown in the end zone in overtime for the entire offseason either, right? And that's what's nice about this game, is you can throw this game right out the window. Don't yeah, watch it. Just move on to Winnipeg. Because, again, as you and I were talking about before we got on air, this Winnipeg team that they're going down the street to face, beat them by three scores. Three scores both games.
I'm watching this game again because I want to know if Dustin Nielsen doing the game for TSN was freaking out the way that you and I were, because that was absolutely bonkers. We'll hear from the coach, Craig Dickinson, the offense and defensive stars of the game coming up. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. We'll break for SaskTel, Young's Equipment, and Regina Plumbing and Heating. The party is on at Harvard Studio 620 at Mosaic Stadium because the Riders are going to the West Final, and we'll have it on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The Fifth Quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Fifth Quarter post-game show from Harvard Studio 620 at Mosaic Stadium, where the Riders beat the Calgary Stampeders. That just sounds good on the surface. They beat them in the second overtime after Rene Paredes missed a field goal and Brett Lawther did not miss. The fun police are here, everybody. Love it. I said this at halftime, Luke. You'll know better. That was an awfully played football game, but it was incredibly entertaining, and I didn't think it had room to go up from there. But I will watch this game 15 times. It had absolutely everything. Quarterback struggling, forced to bounce back. They end up looking good. Okay, well, here's this that's working. Oops, no, it's not. I mean, apart from, well, there were even dumb penalties in the game. Missed kicks from kickers who don't miss kicks. There were coaching blunders. There was absolutely everything to grab onto as a football fan.
Well, from a defensive point of view, both defenses played really well, right? That's the one thing both teams can take away. But really, that was to be expected. Both defenses, you knew, were going to come in here and they were probably going to take their teams on their shoulders and will them to victory, right? And today, the defensive effort was won by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, which you would expect in a lot of ways. Again, though, when you look forward, because obviously you're not going to watch this game, you're not going to really dive into it, but you're going to need your offense next week, right? And there's going to have to be a game plan that controls the football.
Well, and you brought it up this week on the Sports Cage. You've been talking about it for a while, and you brought it up in the pregame show and throughout the game. They need to harness Cody Fajardo in the run game.
Yeah.
William Powell gets 18 touches for 73 yards. Mm-hmm. 4 yards a carry is nothing to celebrate particularly. Cody Fajardo keeps the ball, and exclude the two-yard sneak, that's 9 carries for 87 yards.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a substantial contribution that most teams cannot get.
Yeah, and I thought he did well because I think there were a couple times where they probably dialed up Cody running the football, but there were also a couple times where Cody would drop back and he wouldn't force anything. He saw that there was nothing really out there, and he did pull the ball. And when you look at sort of the history of this organization, there were a couple times where it was a little bit like Darian Durant in 2013 against the BC Lions, right? Hey, let's put the ball in the hands of our leaders. And one of those leaders was Cody. And I'll tell you what, he's as tough as they come. He was taking hits, even in overtime when he threw the ball to Schaefer Baker that should have been caught in the end zone. He took a heck of a knock. And again, guys are gonna resonate off that. Guys are gonna continue to build off that. So there were bad parts in this game, but there were also some good parts that you can take and you can build on in the West Final.
He threw 4 interceptions and went back on the field trailing in the game and helped them win a football game.
Well, again, it's
that
resiliency,
is amazing,
right?
Honestly.
It's what we talked about. And I thought both quarterbacks did a good job of that, to be honest with you, in that second half. Is both quarterbacks did a great job of putting their turnovers in the rearview mirror and really playing well. Specifically in that fourth quarter, right? Because there were times where both teams needed to manufacture a drive.
Yeah.
So, again, when you say there was bits and pieces of craziness throughout that whole game, you're right. But that's why one of the keys to the game was that resiliency aspect, because you weren't going to walk away with this game. You were going to be in some uncomfortable spots, and the teams that managed to stick together and make that one final sacrifice was the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in this case.
7:53 remaining. Fajardo's picked off by Jameer Thurman. fourth interception of the game. Calgary immediately takes that, hits a field goal. They go up 4 points. Fajardo has to then walk back on the field going, I've thrown four picks in this game. And as he'll say in the postgame show, you got to flush it and move on. And what did he do? He immediately drives him down the field for a touchdown.
Yeah.
That is the definition of flush it and move on. Brett Lawther boinged one off the upright here, but when it came down to it, must make field goals. Brett Lawther hit the field goals. Flush it and move on. Whatever Coach Dickinson said, and he didn't give us verbatim what he told the team on Thursday's practice, but man, whatever he said about, you know, this is your, if you lose, this is your last game together, right? So play for each other. They absolutely took that to heart.
And that's the thing about the playoffs, right, is that all the individual accomplishments, all the things that are going to get you the difference between 10 and 30 grand in your contract as a free agent, all that stuff's already completed. That's why the playoffs are so, that's why the playoffs are a different animal, because it's really the team that's willing to sacrifice for each other that's going to come out on top. Right, it's not about the individual accomplishments. It's about just sort of grinding it out. And I think that one of the things that we saw today, guys, is that the Saskatchewan Roughriders over the last five games, they weren't winning pretty. Right, they were drawing a fair amount of criticism for especially for their offensive inefficiency, but they were winning close games. And I think today, when you look at the fact that they had to gut out another close game, you look back at the journey that it took to get them there, and it probably did them well to go through that last five games the way they did.
Man, bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. We'll hear from Coach...
Heading on down to Winnipeg.
Craig Dickinson. We're heading down to Winnipeg for a week today. Craig Dickinson just wanted a few extra minutes to celebrate with the team, and we are happy to give that to him after that performance. My goodness. 33-30. The Riders winning tonight. Bronc Beer, now available in Saskatchewan. Seedmaster and the wireless age, your SaskTel authorized dealer, helping us bring you the post-game show live from Harvard Studio 620 on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
Saskatchewan's number one sports radio talk show is The Sports Cage. Weekdays from 4 till 6:30 on The Source, 620 CKRM.
My goodness, the post-game show continues from Harvard Studio 620 at Mosaic Stadium. Very happy to go down to the locker room to head coach Craig Dickinson. Coach, you've been around this game a long time. You're a smart football guy. Please explain to me what, in the name of all that is decent and holy, was that football game? My goodness.
That was an entertaining football game, wasn't it? You know, at times we looked great, at times we looked terrible, and I think you could say the same for Calgary. But I will say this, the playoff football, and we explained this to the guys, it's a different speed, it's a different intensity, and until you've experienced it, you don't get it. But I was proud of the guys. It was like every game we played this year against them. It one play here, one play there, it came down to the very end.
It was unbelievable. There was a moment in the game where Cody had thrown his fourth interception, Calgary kicked a field goal, and I said in the broadcast, I want the Riders to score here so Cody doesn't have to spend the whole offseason thinking about I threw four picks in a playoff game. And you guys, from that point, absolutely forgot every bad thing that had happened and just took the football game away from Calgary. It was so impressive to watch.
Yeah, our guys are tough-minded individuals. They really are. And we tried to tell Cody, we don't care if you throw five picks. If you get us in a chance to win, we're going to find a way to get that done, or at least try to. And so, you know, I'm sure he feels like he could play a lot better, and I think he can. But, you know, he ran for a lot of yards in that game. He made a lot of big first downs with his legs, and then when he needed to, just like we've said, he finds a way, right, to put a drive together and get us a chance to win. And so, same old Cody. He found a way to get us a W. He's a winner, that guy.
Coach, we talked about the resiliency that this team was going to need all throughout the game, and it ended up needing to be a lot more resilient past four quarters. Talk about the conversations that go on the sidelines when the game's going back and forth, sometimes negatively. But how do the coaches then manage with a lot of young guys on this team as well?
Yeah, we just try to stay in the moment. Next play, that's what we always say, next play. And it's easier said than done. But we got young coaches too, you know. We got some young fired-up coaches on our sideline too. So I'm trying to say the same thing to them that they're saying to their players. But Yeah, it's just a resilient bunch. I don't really have a great answer for you, Luke, other than the guys did a really good job. I thought the coaches of keeping their players focused and concentrating on the next play and not trying to worry about what had happened the previous play.
On the lighter side, Coach, when the fumble and the debacle with Ed Gainey and the Calgary, just sort of the ball being escorted out of bounds went on, I don't know how many guys are on the sideline, Coach, but it seemed like every single one of those guys was asking you to throw your challenge flag.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you manage that situation? Because it looked like everybody was yelling at you at that point.
Yeah. I had a front row seat. I knew Calgary got it, so I was so ticked off. I mean, Ed, we worked that drill all the time. Last touch near the sideline, you could see it. He tried to do it, but he, like, slipped at the last minute, so when he hit the ball, it moved forward instead of going out. You know, and I got, the nice thing is that the officials were in my ear the whole time and said they were looking at possession in the box. So when they said that Calgary got it, that they were going to stay with the call on the field, I wasn't going to challenge because I knew I wouldn't win it. And I wanted to save the challenge for a play when I felt like I could win.
The head coach, Craig Dickinson, with us in the postgame show. You guys had the choice in the third quarter, and after the melee and the Sean Lemon ejection, you had the chance to kick off on the 50-yard line. Did you choose to kick off, or did you choose, side of the field in the third after the third quarter?
I screwed that up. What we should have done, we were going to kick the onside. We were just going to kick it the other way. That was the only difference. You know, when Dan Clark went out, and Dan's a good player and a smart dude, but I was so excited about the onside kick, I just assumed, Calgary was going to, I shouldn't say this, I just assumed that Dan was going to tell him we are going to defend the north end and kick it south, and instead he just said we're going to kick off, and then Calgary said, okay, well then fine, we'll take the wind in the fourth, and that's what happened. So that was a blunder by me. Here's one of the things, too, people don't realize. The players get asked all these questions in the middle during these situations. They don't know, and they shouldn't have to know. So that's something I'm going to bring to the rules officials. They get tricked a lot of times into saying something they don't mean. The reality was I should have told Dan Clark, and if I'd have been there with him, I would have, that we want to defend an end. And then Calgary then says, we'll take the ball, and then we say, okay, we'll kick that way. What happened was we missed a step in there, but, you know, we were gonna make plays we had to win the game anyway, so we were going to kick the onside regardless of which way we're going.
I was going to say, it may not have been perfect, but there are teams in the CFL that have passed up on that opportunity when that's a must onside situation in my mind. And frankly, you guys showed exactly why. Lawther hits a perfect kick, and then was it A.C. Leonard on the recoveries?
Yep,
stealing
AC.
Duke Williams' job?
Yeah. It was A.C. Yeah, we felt like, hey, well, first of all, you know, they're not – they didn't put their hands team out there, so we're going to go with our kickoff, you know, our onside kick, and we're going to try to get it. We felt like it's a game of possessions, and we were going to try to get an extra one, and we did.
I love it. It was an innovative way to get an extra possession. I loved it. Jamal Morrow in the return game. Can you just describe what you were seeing and how nice it was to see that?
Strong. Just gets better every week. It's the same Jamal we saw in 2019, and that's why we kept him. Doesn't seem too big for him in the big game. He just seems to get better and better, and he's strong. I mean, he broke a couple tackles on that punt return. I mean, that's the best punt cover team in the league. So yeah. Credit to Jamal, credit to the guys blocking for him. It was what we needed at the time we needed it.
And he had a 125-yard missed field goal return.
Yeah.
Taken back on a penalty that we in the booth didn't like. I'll refrain from asking you to comment on that. So, what now? How long do you celebrate this? How long until you go, okay, well, Winnipeg is up Sunday?
We give them 2 days off, and then we let them celebrate for 24 hours. Then coaches are going to celebrate, too, because that was a big win for us.
Yeah.
And then we get going on Winnipeg, so it's going to be an exciting week. We're looking forward to the preparation. You know, the prize you get when you win your first round is you get to go play the beasts, you know, the Goliaths, so to speak, of the West in Winnipeg. So it'll be a great atmosphere and a fantastic opportunity for us. We're excited to be going.
You lost a starter to injury in Jay Dearborn. Brett Lawther clanged a field goal off the upright. Your quarterback threw four picks, and you guys were resilient enough, players and coaches alike, to win a playoff game against the hated Calgary Stampeders. Coach, congratulations. It was a ride. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Rider Nation. We felt you, and we heard you loud and clear. You guys were a big part of why we were able to put that game away in the end. So thank you for Rider Nation for coming out.
He is the coach, Craig Dickinson. His post-game comments for Great Western Beer. Great tasting, refreshing beer that's proudly brewed in Western Canada using only the highest quality ingredients. Please enjoy responsibly. We'll break for Redhead Equipment, Nutrient Ag Solutions, SGI Take Care Out There, and Spreads.ca. The offense and defensive stars of the game still to come as we continue from Harvard Studio 620 at Mosaic. Riders 33-30 winners on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Battle is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
The day of the interceptions. Man, the Riders threw four. Bo Levi Mitchell threw two to the defensive star of the game, who almost had a third one. Halfback Ed Gainey is with us. Ed, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
You've been around football for a while. What the hell was I just watching for 3 hours? What was that football game, man?
That's the definition of playoff football right there. It was wild. I can say that much.
Eight turnovers. The best kicker in the league misses three kicks. Lather clangs one off the upright. It was insane. How close were you to that third interception?
Man, I would say an oxygen mask away. Man, I was tired. I was really tired at that point. J-Mo scored on a punt return touchdown, and I ran down there to celebrate with him. And I couldn't catch my wind after that. So, man, this is it's a game of inches, man. I wish I could have had an extra pair of lungs on that play, to be honest.
I don't know that I've seen a game quite like that. Moxie for Calgary has three picks. You have two picks. Both quarterbacks are struggling. Both defenses are riding all these just crazy plays. And then Cody throws his fourth pick, and you guys end up down a score. But, I presume you guys still believed you could win, even though everything had gone wrong at that point.
Facts. I told the media yesterday, and I told the guys in the locker room, that there was going to be some adversity. There was a little bit of adversity in the beginning of the game, with the touchdown being called back and all that sorts of things. But we still had the lead. We still had momentum. But, when they scored that last touchdown, they kind of took the wind out of us and took the momentum from us. But, when you just stick together, you believe in your teammates, you believe in yourself, that's what happens, man. You just come out on top, man. We got a coach Clint, the strength and conditioning coach. He has us working out every week, man, and pretty much preparing us for those fourth quarters and those overtime moments. So, shout out to him for, getting us prepared for those types of situations.
How close were you to recovering the fumble in, what was it, overtime?
Man, if we would have lost the game and I didn't get in, I obviously didn't recover the fumble, I would have never forgiven myself. I was scratching and clawing on the sideline to try to knock it out, but it just didn't bounce my way. So,
Coach said you slipped at the last minute, too.
Right. I slipped a couple of times out there tonight, man. I don't know, man. I'm happy we won, bro. I don't even have any words to say, to be honest.
We at whatever it was, 10-8 at halftime, we thought this game is crazy and entertaining, and then you guys just took it up to a next level. In those moments, like for me as a viewer, it was incredibly fun to describe it. For you as a player, is fun a word that applies in that situation? Is it stressful? What is it for you as a player?
It's definitely stressful, and I was an emotional roller coaster. I was trying to stay even keel. I did for the most part, but it was just times where I just was like, man, come on, man. Let's step up and just take over the whole game. But, they're professional football players too, man. They get paid. So hopefully the TV ratings went up this weekend.
Hey, man, you know what, though? That's a great point, right? A veteran and a playmaker like yourself that's going through those emotions, how do you get guys, young guys like Webb, right? Like,
Clark.
How do you get those guys locked in? Clark, right? What's the conversation with them?
You know, you know, when Clark got that the illegal block on the return, I just told him, man, like, it's all good. You know, we playing football out here. It was a questionable call, and at the end of the day, you still gonna have another chance to make a play. Bo's probably gonna throw you one. So I mean, I just talk to those guys and try to let them know that, you know, nobody's against you. We all got your back, man. You know, the crowd might, whatever the case may be, but, you know, we're not going to turn our backs on you, man. So it's still a lot of football left to play always, and there's always an opportunity to make a play. So I just tell those guys to, you know, just relax, man, and next play mentality.
Ed, in your availability yesterday, final one for you before you go, you said something to the effect of, I can't stand Calgary or Winnipeg, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
I would not have it any other way. It's going to be a tough road. It's going to be a tough road, but, man, it's the type of challenge that we need to make it to the next level, man. Calgary and Winnipeg, they've been a staple of the league these last few years, you know, with winning records, with you know, basically handling business in the regular season, man. So it's time for us to create our identity and show the world and show the league that, you know, we're a championship caliber team.
It was an incredible performance tonight. You took it away from one of the best quarterbacks in the Canadian Football League, 8 interceptions of him in 4 games. You guys were an absolute treat, Ed. Thank you for that. Thank you for your hard work, and I can't wait to see you guys in Winnipeg next weekend.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me. Thanks to all those fans that came out tonight, man, and helped us get that win.
He is a Riders halfback, Ed Gainey. He is our Game Star. And our Game Stars are brought to you by Go Grain, the new app that lets farmers book and track grain trucking right from their phone. Download today at gograin.ca. 7 tackles, 2 interceptions. Ed Gainey, a fantastic game. And as he said, if I had an oxygen mask, I could have got that 3rd one. 2 guys with 3 picks. If that's happened in CFL history, I would be mildly surprised. It is 7:30 or 7:27. We'll go to break. The offensive star of the game still to come, plus plenty more from Harvard Studio 620 at Mosaic Stadium for Battery Depot by CAA, AGCO, The Tap, and Spreads.ca. We continue to celebrate a win in the Western semifinal. Riders 33-30 winners on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The Fifth Quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
7:29 p.m. as the Fifth Quarter post-game show continues from Harvard Studio 620. Right off the top, we had the post-game rewind. It's brought to you by Westrum Lumber Timber Mart with locations in Assiniboia, Moose Jaw, Rolo, and Weyburn. We heard from the defensive star of the game, Ed Gainey. Want you to write the game stars down and be listening to the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with Michael Ball for your chance to win a special blend by Weiser's gift pack. And Luke, like in many games this season, the Riders pull out a win, but there is so much fodder for a call-in post-game show. Like, your starting quarterback threw 4 interceptions. William Powell had 18 carries in the win, and Shaq Evans had 1 catch for -4 yards. There is so much to go at in both directions. It makes for a perfect post-game show.
Here's the deal. It's 7:30, so all the people, the 24,000 people that came, they're probably in their cars right now. I'm going to give you one reason why the Saskatchewan Roughriders are going to beat the Winnipeg Blue Bombers right now. And here it is. You take out the meaningless games that Winnipeg had at the end of the year, 2 or 3 meaningless games. They've had the run of the mill. It's been a walk in the park for the Winnipeg
11-1.
This team right here has grinded out everything that they have. They've earned it. All Saskatchewan has. Now, here's the thing. People are going to think, everybody's going to say, oh, Winnipeg's going to blow them out by 30. Winnipeg's, did you see that? It was the battle of who wanted it the least. It doesn't matter. If Saskatchewan goes into Winnipeg and is able to keep that game close into the fourth quarter, right, the uncomfortable anxiety is not going to exist and live on the Saskatchewan sideline, because Saskatchewan is going to go in there with absolutely nothing to lose. Winnipeg has everything to lose. Winnipeg was literally the bully on the block all year, okay? I'm telling you right now that if that game stays close into the fourth quarter, I'm telling you right now, Saskatchewan has the edge against the Blue Bombers.
Interesting.
Because there has been no adversity that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have seen. The only adversity that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have seen is what they need to pick for their post-game meal. That's literally it.
They lost a home game to Toronto.
I'm telling you right now, you stick close to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers for three quarters into the fourth, that game is anybody's to win. And Saskatchewan can walk out of there with a W. I'm telling you, man. I've seen it happen. You know?
They lost a home game to the Toronto Argonauts. They played a very tight game with Edmonton, in which field halfback Aaron Grimes intercepts a pass, Winnipeg might lose that game. It's been easy for them in a lot of stretches, though,
out.
To your point.
Willie Jefferson's been just kicking it. Jackson Jeffcoat's been wanting to do what he's done. I'm telling you right now, Winnipeg is ripe for the picking. Okay, I've played on teams and I've seen teams. I remember in 2010 it was like that, right? And I was telling Michael Ball, I think, on the postgame show, like, or pregame show. It's one of those deals where the team with nothing to lose and the team that's had to grind out everything, literally had to earn, like Ed Gainey, bite, scratch, crawl, literally just to make one play. Those are the teams right now that are set to go and get a W. So if that game stays close, I'm picking Saskatchewan in that fourth quarter, period.
All right.
Mark it.
I like it. Writing that down, and I will be ready. Dion Lacy, 12 tackles in this game. My goodness, that cat was everywhere. And it reminds
me. Lacy was balling out today. You know who else played good? Nigel, listen, and that's the best part of Saskatchewan. They got production today out of guys that aren't supposed to produce. Nigel Harris and Pete Robertson played a great game. And Pete Robertson's been playing really well. He's a guy that is in that rotation as that fifth defensive lineman. He's been playing great. Like, he was getting a ton of reps out there. Every time I looked up, it almost seemed sometimes like he was getting more reps than Woodard was, right?
Yeah.
And so, again, you manage, the more depth you have, the better your chances. And I'm telling you right now, if that game comes down to a crunch time in Winnipeg, I'm favoring the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
I'm trying to pull back your three keys to the game. Turnover battle ended up even. Be resilient, absolutely. Remain physical.
No, I didn't say remain physical. I said win the physical battle. Everybody's got a game plan until you come in and hit them in the mouth.
It might be peanut physical. My handwriting is awful.
And Saskatchewan hit them in the mouth. Those guys were flying around. Well, I mean, shoot, Nick Marshall even made a form tackle. That was surprising. I mean, he went back to body checking the guys two plays later. But still, fact that those guys came in and bought in, that's how you beat Calgary. I've said from the moment that I realized what type of organization the Calgary Stampeders were, they're always going to be good because of John Huffnagel. But on the field, they're a bunch of front runners. That's what I said. They're always front runners, right? And that's why traditionally against Calgary, historically, the winner is going to come out. If you're willing to pay that physical toll, you're going to come out on top, period.
I hate to point this out to break that narrative, but Kadeem Carey ran 22 times for 117 yards.
Yeah, but you know what?
The 100-yard rusher narrative.
Well, that's the thing.
The we shove you around narrative.
What I'm saying, though, is that you have to be able to commit to that physical, right?
And they did.
And Cody,
and Lacy led the way in
Cody
that.
Cody Fajardo embodied that in the third quarter. He says, you know what? Hey, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to get this with my legs. And again, I don't want to set that expectation for Cody Fajardo, but it was 2013 Durant-like, right? Watching him out there. Tough quarterback. We've always said he's tough. But, again, he was willing to take that physical beating today to get that first down. And like Dave Dickinson said, Craig Dickinson said, it's a game of possessions, right? So I thought they did well today.
Yeah.
Despite the just absolute, utter, just insane layout of this game. Logistically and administrative-wise, it was a crazy game.
Four interceptions thrown by the Riders. Four turnovers by the Stampeders. That is what we saw. Cody Fajardo, 10 carries for 89 and a touchdown. William Powell and Duke Williams tied as the leading receivers in this one, 55 yards apiece. Alexander Dupuis I almost forgot. Alexander Dupuis made a huge play on a 2nd and 10 they needed to have as he makes the catch, then leaps over a dude.
Since when do the fullbacks hurdle guys? All right. Alexander Dupuis, right. He's got more than a credit card vertical. I'll tell you that much, man. He was leaping over dudes. But again, that's what it takes, that resiliency, amazing. Right? Didn't give up on the play. He saw his quarterback, even though at that time his job on that play was to be a blocker on the surface, he saw his quarterback leak out, and he went with his quarterback towards the sideline just to give him an opportunity. And Cody, credit to him, he stuck with it. And yeah, he hit him last minute, and Dupuis did the rest.
Let's go down to the locker room and welcome in the offensive star of the game, who said, was it Thursday, Duke, you gave us the dog and me speech, and then you went out there and showed it today. Thank you. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, yeah. Glad to be here, boss.
5 catches for 55 yards. When you guys needed the touchdown, there was you catching, what, back-to-back first downs on an important drive. Just tell me what it took, if you would, to make this win possible.
We came together. We know it's going to be a tough game. You know, like I said, we know they're a good team, and we just came out. We know they scored. You know, we took their best hit all game long. And we just came out of halftime, got the offside kick, and after that, we was like, we just got to keep our head down and keep pushing. And that's what we did. They came to me, and I told Coach, just let me make a play, and that's what I did for the team.
You absolutely did. On the onside kick thing, does A.C. Leonard have better onside hands than you, Duke Williams?
Whoa. Oh, that's a trick question. A.C. an athlete, though. You know, A.C. an athlete. I ain't going to say he got better hands than me, but he got good hands, though.
I'm curious what you said to yourself, whatever it was. Cody throws his 4th interception, and then you guys are down 4 points at that point. What did you say to yourself? What did you say to your teammates?
I just told myself that I just kept praying to God, like, just let me come through for my team. You know, whenever my number called, just let me come through. At first, I was kind of a little bit frustrated because, you know, 4 turnovers in a playoff, that's not acceptable on no team. I don't care what team's playing. That's not acceptable. But like, Cody a dog. Everybody don't have that dog in them. And that's what Cody did. He came through for us at the end. The O-line protected, and now we move into the next round.
In the scale of crazy games you've played in your lifetime, does this one rank near the top?
I never, ever had a walk-off game-winning field goal. This is by far the best moment I ever had playing football.
You've never had a walk-off game-winning field goal ever?
No. I could not stop running around the whole field. I ain't never seen nothing like that. The crowd was through the roof. And once he made it, everybody went crazy. I just started running around the whole field. That's like the best feeling ever.
Amazing. Is there, as Rider fans, we have a hate for Calgary. For you as a Rider player, is this better because you beat Calgary in this game?
Yep. Calgary, no, we don't like them. Like I said, during the week, they cannot check us man-to-man. And we showed that. That's what it was. They thought it was sweet. They thought it was good. Now they're taking the trip back home. Safe travels, and they can watch us play next week.
As you guys take on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, what will you do? Will you do anything to celebrate this win?
Oh, no, we just finna chill, enjoy the night, get back to work next week. We got a big game ahead of us. We know Winnipeg a good team. But at the end of the day, we 0-0. Nothing no matter right now. The best team that night win. So whoever prepared the best this week, whoever can face adversity, that's who's going to go to the Grey Cup.
Well, as far as teams that have faced adversity, you have a distinct advantage over the Bombers at this point. With everything you guys went through in that game to pull out the win and just be, I mean, honestly, you were ready for the opportunities. Paredes misses a kick. All right, we're ready to go. Let's go and let's win a football
game. Let's go. You know, this is, at the end of the day, it's always a long 4th quarter. And we just kept fighting. they was taking hits from us. We was taking hits from them. But at the end of the day, like Brett is the best kicker in the league. And he showed that tonight. Calgary kicker didn't show that. He froze under pressure. Pressure bust pipes. Everybody, like I said, everybody don't have that dog. He definitely don't have that dog. Brett have that dog.
I love it. Duke, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you giving us the time. Congratulations on the win, and thanks for an incredibly entertaining football game.
Oh, yeah, of course. And one more thing. I don't mean that in no cocky way. I'm just saying it in the most humble way.
Oh, no, don't go back on it, man. I love it, dude. Hey, don't half-step it.
No, hey, you know I'm going to talk that talk, but I'm going to walk that walk, too.
Hey, you talk that talk.
And I'm going to walk that walk.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Don't backstep on it. I love it.
Appreciate y'all for having me, boss.
Duke, thank you so much. He is Duke Williams, the Riders leading receiver in this game. 5 catches
for 55
yards.
He's not like Patrick Levels. He's not out there letting his mouth write checks that their butts can't cash. Well, that guy's out there playing ball, man.
His butt cash.
He's made that. I'm telling you right now, and I'm not even in the locker room. I'm telling you right now, guys like Duke raise the level of play just by what those guys see him do in and out, day in, day out, in practice and in the game. And it's not about catching these great 30-yard bombs and making one-handed catches and behind-the-back catches and stuff like that. It's about going out there and leading by example when it comes to taking games and making them physical. Football, see, that's the thing. Everybody is so caught up in the passing game, and especially in the Canadian Football League. But football is always going to be a game that has its foundation in one-on-one physical contact in close spaces. And when the guys like Duke come in and they see guys like Duke playing like a linebacker at what? I'm telling you right now, people buy in automatically. You know who was like that? Matt Dominguez.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt Dominguez was like that. He was a strong, tough player, right? He loved the camera. Don't get me wrong. Dominguez, geez, I mean.
I would if I looked like that too.
He's
shoot.
The definition of fig jam. If I'm great, just ask me. But I'm telling you right now, when you had Matt Dominguez in a game, there was nobody that was willing to pay a physical toll more. There was nobody that was going to outcompete him on that football field, and Duke does that.
I love it. Duke is our offensive game star. Our game stars are brought to you by Go Grain, the new app that lets farmers book and track grain trucking right from their phone. Download today at gograin.ca. We will break for Young's Equipment and Sask Lotteries. Final segment from Harvard Studio 620 at Mosaic Stadium as the Riders win their final game here of 2021. Back with the fifth quarter postgame show on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Final segment for us from Harvard Studio 620 at Mosaic Stadium. Derek Taylor and Luke Mullender want you to write down the game stars. They were Ed Gainey and Duke Williams. Write them down. Be listening to the Sports Gauge Radio Roundtable with Michael Ball. It's your chance to win a special blend by Weiser's gift pack. Man, what a football game. And this day of football, I don't know if it went as it was planned, but the two home teams coming away with wins. Hamilton beats Montreal 23-12. Hamilton advances to take on Toronto in the East Final. Saskatchewan 33-30 in the second overtime. They advance to take on the Bombers in the West Final, a matchup we will break down endlessly on the Sports Cage this week. But for now, we need to celebrate just, honestly, for us, the best football game we've ever called. By far the most entertaining football game you and I have ever called. It's been two seasons worth. There's not a huge sample size, but what is it, 36 football games. That was nuts.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was outside of... I mean, here's the thing. Your quarterback threw four interceptions, and you still won. Like,
yep.
That's crazy.
And you didn't win in spite of him because he helped those drives that got you the touchdowns and at the end there.
Like, if you were to go to somebody that loves football but didn't see the game for whatever reason, right? Something was sidetracked. And you said, oh, yeah, well, and if you let out, if you save the score for last, if you said, oh, yeah, man, well, you know what? Cody came out, threw four picks. Right, Kadeem Carrier's running all over them, blah, blah, blah. Like, that player would say, oh, man, here we go. What did we lose by? And then you'd be like, oh, well, we won by three in overtime. He would be like, what?
Yeah.
None of it made sense, right? Because you and I talk about, but our first key was win the turnover battle. Hey, at least you didn't lose it 4-0, right? You tied it 4-4. Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting to see where the Calgary Stampeders go from here. I do think that we need to talk about it. I think that Levi Mitchell, he's got to get healthy. I don't think he's been healthy, but at the same time, I think he needs to get healthy to get that excuse out of the way, right? And for him to be able to focus on getting back to playing, because some of the things today, he played well in that third and fourth quarter, but the reason why he played well is because he had to, because he put them so far behind the eight ball in the first half. So, again, it's just it's the game, man. You know what? We're, like you said, we're going to focus in on Winnipeg here starting Monday, but I think that the Rider Nation needs to take the next 24 hours and celebrate the fact that, hey, you know what? You won the Western Semi. You didn't play your best football, but guess what? You beat Calgary, and it's always a good day when you beat the Wampeters.
Yes. As Duke said, enjoy that ride home because your season is
Get your plane
done.
Tickets ready. That's the best thing about beating a team is that you know that the plane, the check, the only benefit of the playoff check,
yeah,
if you're the loser, is that it just pays for your flight home. Hit the bricks, boys. Pack your bags, hit the bricks, kick rocks, get on a flight. Do you want window or aisle? You're going home.
So harsh.
And I hope your bags get lost when you fly Southwest, so your bags can definitely get lost.
We're done for the cooperative. See Lori Jasper and her team in Yorkton, Redhead Equipment, and Wood River Controls. Luke Mullender and I will be in Winnipeg for the West Final, a chance to do unto the Bombers what they did unto the Riders in 2019. Walk into their house and steal a trip to the Grey Cup. We'll talk about it all week long on the Sports Cage. We'll hear from the Riders. Glenn Suter joins us Monday to break it down. He was in the booth for TSN for this absolute nutso affair that the Riders end up winning 33-30 in overtime. Thank you so much for being with us. Wherever you're listening, however you are with us, we appreciate you joining us one more week of football at least on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.